We're joined for A Court It All today by the Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation. And, of course, the lockdown situation has prompted them to look to address drug harm and encourage Court It All. It's a new website aiming to reduce drug harm. That's just been launched. And it's in response, obviously, to the Delta outbreak. The level developed by the Drug Foundation is a straight-up research-led and judgment-free space where people who use drugs can access accurate information and where whānau can get tips on how to support each other. Sarah Helm with us. She's in Wellington today. Sarah has connections to Ngāi Tahu as well and is the New Zealand Drug Foundation's Exec Director. Thanks for sharing some Court It All today, Sarah. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
It's good to talk with you, Sarah. Look, we need to be more open about the real situation, and rather than sort of drug use being completely in the shadows, I mean, it's a reality in modern day Aotearoa. This website is hoping to, you know, allow people to be real, get accurate info, and to share some Court It All with each other. Tell us more about the development of the website and why, please.
Oh, yes. It's a little bit like the drug checking at festivals, if you like, trying to be a bit more honest about drug use and trying to provide people who use drugs and their whānau with accurate information about how to reduce harm and understanding a lot more about the substances that they might be taking. And it is also, it has a range of information on there, both for people who are using drugs and a little bit more about how to avoid harm, but also providing advice to whānau, to people who may be looking to find some additional help as well. So it's got the full range. What we know is that for a long time, like you say, drug use has been in the shadows. We haven't been having honest conversations about it. And we know that behaviours can get really tricky and really bad stuff can happen when things aren't being honestly talked about. And so we're trying to, part of our entire mahi is trying to pull things out of the shadows and talk about them and provide people with harm reduction advice, support, and support for people who need additional help as well.
You've done some research into Māori usage of drink and drugs during lockdown. Can you share some of those findings with us, please?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting actually, because Pākehā alcohol use during the lockdown last year just basically, you know, on the whole went up. But lockdown is an interesting time because it can be a time where people choose to make a change and do things differently. And it can be also a time where people use substances to cope. So during the level four last year in 2020, about half, 47% of Māori drank less than usual, and about 22% actually drank more. And those who drank more, unfortunately, continued to drink more when the lockdown lifted. So one of the reasons for us releasing the level at the time that we have, so we were planning on waiting for a wee while longer and getting everything sorted, but we decided now was the time to get it out there and provide good information and support to people a little bit earlier. But yeah, you did say we did see almost half of Māori drink less during the last lockdown, which I think is a nice positive statistic and one to focus on.
We know that hooch use has been around forever, but we also know that the insidious meth is actually in our communities, and those who have addictions to meth are hardly going to be following lockdown rules, I would suggest. But can you paint a picture of where we're at here? Because while we came close but didn't in the end support the decriminalisation, etc., of marijuana, we know that P is causing tremendous damage, not just in urban settings, but in small town NZ. What seems to be the situation from your end at the moment, Sarah?
Yeah, we have a proliferation of different drugs being used, of course, and they can have more and less harm attached to them and more and less addictive qualities. And actually methamphetamine use generally isn't going up. the statistics tend to show that it's been a slight gradual decrease over the last 5 years or so. That's not to say that harm doesn't exist alongside that drug, so I don't mean to minimise that, because for some people the harm is continuing to compound and grow. One of the things that the level provides is some harm reduction tips. Even within somebody who's using methamphetamine problematically, there can be better ways to take the drug, for example, that might cause less harm to the person. There's a range of experiences of people using methamphetamine, and I definitely don't want to minimise the harm attached to it, but even within that, maybe we can do a bit better by those people by having honest conversations and reducing some of the negative impacts.
The Level is the name of the site, and it encourages people to call it all, but also how to support those who might be having issues with drink or drugs. And how do you access the Level? What's traffic been like so far?
Yeah, it's been great, and the response has been really positive. And we're trying to also not just have a website, but build up an online community so we can share important information with people at the time that might be relevant to what's happening in society, might be a new drug that's doing the rounds that we need to communicate with people about, so we can continue to increase and improve people's health and wellbeing. And information and skills when it comes to, you know, making good decisions around drugs and knowing how to reduce harm.
The drug most people want to know about at the moment is the Pfizer vaccine.
Quite right. And actually, I worked on the COVID response last year, actually, and I've been offering to the team that we provide a bit of information to people who use drugs about the Pfizer vaccine and getting vaccinated, because, you know, we need to reach a range of different people, and some of our populations are what government might call harder to reach, and having good constructive conversations about getting vaccinated.
Well, that's important as well. Of course, it is a drug, the vaccine as well, so it could and probably should come under your umbrella as well. Thanks for talking about this, Kaupapa. It's important. The NZ Drug Foundation Exec Director, Sarah Helm. The Level is available to you via their website as well. Nice catching up, Sarah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yummy.
Yeah.
Urban Māori Radio, Wāte, 603 AM.